to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya to me.
Those kids who sit around by Candlemay, those were the days I tried to not be like you when I'm older.
Just fine. You never. Welcome to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. And let me tell you really quickly, you just tuned in to what's about to be a gem of a show, a gem of an episode. My name is DJ Bruja, one of the hosts here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. And if you listen to Viva Porú, usually you know that we have two hosts, so DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja, and DJ D-Rod was unable to come today. She had something going on, but that's okay. We love ourselves some DJ D-Rod, so sending her a big hug, a big kiss. So yeah, it's a DJ Bruja takeover, and I decided to kind of put a twist on our regular Viva Porú show in our regular Viva Porú episodes with our special guest for the day. We have JP Trillo here in the studio with us today.
Hello, thank you for having me. I always love coming here, coming back now for the second show. So
yeah, you've been with us before. Yes. For everybody who does not know JP Trillo, he is famous. No, I'm kidding. he has been our special guest in a past episode of Viva Porú, our Indie Brasileiro episode. He is a music lover, connoisseur, a live music aficionado. He's my partner as well, and my cat's dad, our cat's dad.
The luckiest person.
Yes, so we are super excited to have you again. Thank you for joining me. Honestly, like, when I had planned this episode in my mind, I was like, okay, perfect, DJ D-Rod won't be here. And I was like, what can I do? And we kind of came up with this idea together. So we want to talk to you a little bit about what we're going to discuss today. Before I get into that, though, I forgot to mention that the song that we played at the beginning is called Turned Out Just Fine by Postmodern Connection, PMC. They're a local band from Vancouver. They're honestly incredible. We're going to talk a little bit more about them in just a bit. But it kind of inspired the topic and the theme for today. What are we talking about today? What's the theme?
So the theme today is peekaboo. So we were in the car, was driving, you were by next to me, and we were like discussing what you could do. So I think that when we were driving, you normally like just do a jam and you start putting songs and all.
Yeah.
And never really know what's coming next. So that's kind of like what we wanted to do today, something similar.
Exactly.
I chose some songs. DJ Bruja chose some other songs. So
yeah,
we don't know which songs the other person.
That's the catch. We don't know. I don't know what songs you're going to play. You don't know which songs I'm going to play. We just picked the first and the last songs because we were like, okay, we need to somehow like wrap this up. But yeah, we each chose a few songs to play, not only for each other, but for everybody out there who's listening. If you're tuning in, thank you. And I say we get started with some surprise jamming. Shout out to Spotify for having like a jam function where you can literally just add songs to to
use that a lot.
we actually really do. So should we get started with the first segment of musiquita here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma?
I'm the one. Can't hold up.
Bye.
Thank you. back in your clam shell. If the ocean's not enough for it, my rolling and I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on maybe, I'll let you waste another guy. Well, alrighty, Aphrodite, go with that friend for other eyes. Run, morning bath in sea foam. Soak your milky skin in the tide. Little pearl, you think you're in gold, but I can see the dirt in your lines. If I know you've sold on maybe, I'll let you waste another guy. Well, alrighty, Aphrodite, go with that band for other eyes.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. You have just tuned in to our Peekaboo special here at Viva Porú. Let me explain again how we're doing it today. So usually we would curate the playlist ahead of time to kind of know what's going on, what music we're going to play, what topic. And today we decided to do a full-on jam session where neither of us, DJ JP Trillo today in the house, and myself, DJ Bruja, we don't know what the other one is playing for each other and for the audience out there. Again, huge kiss to DJ D-Rod, who's listening out there somewhere. My name is DJ Bruja. I am one of the like regular hosts of the show, but today we have a special guest in the house, DJ JP.
Yeah, thank you again for having me.
We're super excited to have you. We love having you. And I need you to tell me a little bit about the songs that you chose. Like, we started so strong with Alabama Shakes.
Yes. So Alabama Shakes is one of, like, it's a band that I've been listening to for more than 10 years, I think. So down in 2012, 2013, when I was still in high school.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, Felipe, he's a huge fan of the band, and he showed me this band, and they were coming to town to Lollapalooza Brazil at the time.
Okay.
2013. And doing some other concerts. So, yeah, I started listening to them. And I really like it because, like, it was very different from what I was used to listen. And
right.
This more, like, soul, blues, all, like, also rock vibe that, yeah, it's so unique, so
it so really is
that, yeah, and I instantly like loved it. And
yeah, and I want to say, like, Brittany Howard, the vocalist of the band, is so legendary. Yes. Like, she's incredible. Yeah. She has projects solo as well. Mm-hmm. So if you have a chance to check them out, please do, because they're so good. Yeah. So thank you for listening, for, you know, choosing that song. That was such a great way to start this episode. We then moved on to Loner by the band Dead. And they're from Chicago, I believe.
Okay.
And yeah, the reason why I chose them was because I know that you like a particular sound of indie. Not to say that you don't like any, you know, indie styles, but I knew that you would really like this band. I actually heard them for the first time here at CITR. Somebody was playing them, and I was like, that is such a cool band, and I love them. So I hope you look them up, and
I will for sure. I loved it. It was the first time, I think the first time that I listened to this song, so I'll for sure, like, after the
look them up. Yeah, so much fun. And then we ended the segment with
Alrighty Aphrodite by Peach Pete.
Yeah. Also one of your favorite bands.
Also from Vancouver, so a local band. They all grew up here.
Yeah.
And yeah, just love Peach Pete, how different they are, how funny, and
they're so funny, they're hilarious. And I love that they have this very specific, like, Vancouver style of doing music, which I love that so much. I had never seen them live, and we went together to see them. Was it last year?
No, it was in February.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Maybe at the Fox, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it was at the Fox,
And that was such an awesome show to begin with. The band was chilling with the audience before the show. Like, they were just, you know, mingling, having a great time. Like, they felt like such, like, awesome artists, wanting to talk to people. Yeah, exactly, which I thought was so cool. And they sound incredible live. And as soon as I heard the starting intro of the song, I knew that you kind of were going to play that, because you've been trying to learn it on the bass.
Yes, I've been trying. And for now, I have the first 5 seconds of the song.
That
It's pretty hard to play it.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I also been playing the bass for like, what, 2 months now. So
You've gotten, like, really good. I know I'm biased, but you've gotten really good. And every time, like, he gets the chance at home, he's like, I'm just gonna, you know, sneak into the office for a second like squeeze in a quick jam, which I love. That's awesome. I love the songs that you chose. And again, just to remind you, we don't know what we're playing for each other, so it'll be a surprise. You'll be surprised. I'm gonna be surprised. Yes. JP's gonna be surprised. We also wanted to talk about a little bit the band that we started with. That was the only song that we had planned. It's PMC, so Postmodern Connection. JP and I actually went to a concert on Friday that they were headlining along with Ramen Fog, another local Vancouver band. And I have to say, it was such a good time. It was at Anza Club in East Van, and I think it was organized by YVR Concerts, which I'm pretty sure, and Root Dwellers are a couple of people in collectives that sort of organized and promote these events around town, which I think is so much fun. And yeah, if you have a chance to, like, check them out, I know that Ramen Fog just released a new EP as well on Friday, so check it out. So good. Like, they had a saxophone live. It was so, like, smooth. The keys, oh, it was so good. Such a good. What was your favorite part?
I think I really loved how Ramen Fog, they also, like, improvise in the middle of the songs. And this is something that they mentioned in the concert. They have, like, some spaces during the songs that they just, like, improvise and do different things. And you can see how the members of the band are looking at each other, like, and how connected
talking
to each other, and how surprised they are when someone does something different, and how they like it. So it was amazing.
It was so awesome. I think it was one song that they only had, like, 4 chords.
Yes, exactly.
That they knew, that, you know, like, the basic, like, harmony of the song or whatever, but then everything else was improv, like, jam, and it was so good. So good. So we loved it, and shout out to the Anza Club too. It was so much fun. Great idea for, like, date night or like just yes, you know going to concert, having a drink, so much fun.
The vibe there was so good, like it was, it's a small venue, so we could see there were friends of the members of the band,
yeah,
and like family.
That's
and
right.
Very very like different crowd, like kind
yeah,
like Vancouver, we have people from a lot of different cultures.
Yeah, exactly yeah, like so that. Diverse, yeah. And yeah, and not only I would say like culturally, but also age-wise. Like I was so surprised. Like of course, you know, we had like very young people, but also people that you know, I don't know, I wouldn't have pictured at a, like a concert, and it was so much fun. Yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah. And then we're super excited because we're gonna get to see Pitch Pit again at Deer Lake Park. On June 6th. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, I would highly recommend you do. It's with Briston Maroney as well. And JP is so excited.
I am so excited. Yeah, I love seeing them live. I think it's going to be the fourth time that I get to see them live. So yeah, I'm very excited. And they're so like so nice. And it's incredible how they manage to play the songs exactly how they record.
Yeah.
Sometimes even like better, like they mm-hmm. do some twists on the songs, and also I love how they sound live, and yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember when you told me like one day you came home and you're like, yeah, I got tickets to see Pitch Pit, but now I'm stressing about the parking situation.
Yes,
and it was like months ago.
Yeah, no, it was a year ago, I think, when they announced this concert. And since then, pretty much every week, I've been stressing about the parking there. But
you always do. JP
we'll
Core.
Okay. Yes.
But listen, I love that it's at Deer Lake Park. We saw Vampire Weekend there last year, and it was such a good time. Like, I love beautiful. Outdoor concerts, and that place is so special. I think it's so beautiful. So we're so excited to see them live. Should we get started with some more songs? I wish I could tell you the names of the songs and stuff like we usually do, but we can't because again it's a peekaboo episode. We don't know what we're playing for each other, so I guess we can just jump right in. Do you have any other like things that you want to talk about?
No, let's go for the
are we going
song.
It
yes,
okay I'm doing it. It I'm doing it. Okay, thank you for tuning in to Viva por el Ungüento para el Alma.
Thank you. d'abord eu Natacha, mais avant y'avait Nathalie. Puis tout de suite après y'a eu Laura, et ensuite y'a eu Aurélie. Évidemment y'a eu Emma, mon Emmanuel et ma Sophie. Et bien sûr y'a eu Eva et Valérie. Mais mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours. Oui mon amour. Tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours. Mon amour, oui c'est promis. Oui c'était la dernière fois. Et je te promets que je t'ai tout dit. Plus rien tu ne découvriras. Plus aucune autre fille dans notre lit. Elles m'ont mis dans de beaux draps. Oui bien sûr j'ai choisi, mais pas celle-là. Mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours.
Pour toujours.
Non c'est pas ce que tu crois. Je sais ça paraît bizarre. Non c'est pas ma faute à moi, mais sans doute la faute au hasard. Pourquoi tu t'en vas? C'était la dernière fois. C'était juste un coup d'un soir. Ça comptait pas. De toute façon je sais qu'au fond de toi tu les aimes bien les connards. Mon amour. Mon amour,
oui, mon amour.
Tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours.
Oui pour toujours.
Depuis que t'es parti, la vie n'a plus la même saveur. Les draps n'ont plus la même odeur. Depuis que je fais la lessive, mais qu'est-ce qu'il a de plus que moi? Est-ce qu'il en a une plus grosse que moi? Vous le faites combien de fois par mois? Et puis mes slips sont dans quelle armoire?
Mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours. Mon amour. Tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours.
Mais pourquoi, pourquoi la vie est si injuste? Dis-moi, dis-moi ce qu'il a de plus que moi. Dis-moi ce que j'ai fait au juste. Pourquoi, pourquoi la vie est si injuste? Dis-moi, dis-moi ce qu'il a de plus.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. And you tuned in once more to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Poru, the ointment for the soul. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have here in the studio today, not DJ D-Ron, but DJ JP. Thank you for joining us again. JP is a music lover, connoisseur, live music aficionado, and he has been our guest here at Viva Poru another time in our Indie Brasileiro special, which we have loved doing with you.
Oh, thank you. I always love coming here. It's so fun, and it's so different from listening from home or from the car or the radio.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see how things happen, and I'm very curious in that way. Always like wonder, how like a radio station works, and able to come here and see it. It's pretty nice.
It's awesome. Honestly, I think one of the reasons why we started dating was because of music and how much we enjoyed, listening to our favorite bands or songs that we didn't know I don't know. I think it was one of the bigger things of our relationship and to this day, I think we really enjoy going to concerts, seeing bands, listening to music. And the theme for today, if you're tuning in just now, is Peekaboo, Viva Poru Peekaboo. So we don't know which songs we're playing for each other or for the audience. We're using Spotify jams to kind of build this jam as we go. Of course, each of us chose the songs ahead of time, but we just didn't tell each other, which I think is so much fun. It's so different to what we usually do, because I can tell you, we usually curate this playlist. We go off the whole conversation from the bands and the music, and I think today it was more so about rediscovering the music after, once we listened.
And it's nice to see your face of surprise when the song starts. Yeah. And you're like, oh, which song?
What is this? Yeah. By the way, this segment we listened to, we started with Seguir Con Vida by Nico Peña and Mila Magal, and they are both artists from Bolivia, and I love them so much. I think they're like breaking the scene of Bolivian indie, and both separately work together so beautifully, but I think whenever they work together, I just love their songs.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, I think I showed it to you before.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Bolivia has such like a magic like musical culture and like so diverse too.
Yeah.
So different like genres and you always like show me these artists and I really like them.
Yeah.
Do you have any other indie artists from Bolivia that you like?
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. There are some more. But hey, if you are curious out there and if you're listening and if you ever want to listen to more Bolivian music, which is where I'm from, Bolivia, check out our previous like Bolivia specials, because not only do we try to bring like folk music that's, you know, it's probably like the most known, but we also bring you like pop artists, indie artists. We have done a special of like music in of women in rap, Bolivian rap and things like that, which I think is so cool. So if you ever are curious, make sure you check out our archives. Then we listen to
Skipping Town by Wiles. So Wiles is this band, well, not actually Wiles. So in 2023 I went to this festival from Kingfisher Blues and this Christmas festival that Peach Pete was the headliner.
Got it.
And I heard for the first time Wiles, that at the time they were in Wiles, they were called Nonarchy.
Yeah.
I just loved it and been following them since then. And yeah, last year they launched this their first EP,
mm-hmm.
that is called If You Can Hear Me, If You Can Hear Me Now, You're Not Enough Away. So yeah, it's pretty
awesome.
Nice. And I love how their songs, like, it's very different, the songwriting and also the style of like indie and alternative rock / pop that they play. It's very, I don't know, even though the lyrics, a lot of the lyrics are about breakups and things like that.
Yeah.
The songs in general, like, are pretty comfy to me. So
right. They like make you feel a certain way. Yeah. I get you. And I think we're both like that a lot. Like, even though, you know, lyrics you can relate to and, like, they're beautiful to listen to and, like, lyricism is beautiful, I think we're both very into harmonies and rhythms and things like that. So for me, like, I think that's the first thing that catches me about a song. And then maybe I'm like, ooh, what does the lyric say? Or, you know? Yeah, that's awesome. We saw them live last year, or maybe in February, actually, that time.
No, I think it was last year.
Oh, last year. Yeah. I think you're right.
Another festival,
also, and so good.
Vancouver bands and
bands. Yeah. We honestly, I have you to thank you for that, because I was never as involved in like the local music scene as I am now. And I love that. I can't wait to kind of listen to more bands and just discover what Vancouver has to offer. So that's great.
There's so many good bands here, and yeah.
Yeah, and then we finished this segment with Mon Amour by Estromae, and he is an artist from Belgium. He is just incredible. I am such a huge fan. I don't think you knew that song artist, but I chose it because, first of all, of course, you're Mon Amour, but second of all, this song makes me feel such a way. Like, I love it so much. The lyrics are beautiful, but also the whole album is such a masterpiece. So if you have a chance to check it out, make sure you do, because it's so good.
Yeah, what I love about this song, like, listening to here now for the first time, like, how, like, there's a mix of, like, genres in the same song, like, and depending on the part of the song, it changes a bit. Like,
you can
hear, like, the drums.
Exactly.
Kinda, like, coming a bit to African, and also, like, very similar to what we have in Brazil.
Yeah.
But also the little bit of the rap. That is also huge in France.
Yeah. Or, like, so the sweet sound of, like, I don't know, the guitars or the other. Which I loved. So, I'm glad you liked it. We have for you prepared, so we haven't played a soundscape of Latin America in a while, and I asked my dad, shout out Rodrigo Soria, who is tuning in, in from Buena Vista, Santa Cruz, Bolivia. I asked him to send me a quick soundscape of Latin America for you so that you can listen to what he calls Noche Tranquila na Floresta. Literally his caption. So here goes a little snippet of what the night sounds in Buena Vista right now. Shout out my dad for that little snippet of the night in Buena Vista. I always forget how loud the night sounds in, like, you know, closer to the Amazon. It's insane.
It's so quiet, but at the same time, so loud.
So loud, yeah. Like the cigarras, the birds, like everything. Even the wind sometimes is so different. I love that. I miss them, but I'm also really scared of them. But thunderstorms, like, it's just so, so beautiful. So anyway, thank you to my dad for sending us that. And then before we leave and we say goodbye and we leave you with some more songs, we had a little bit of a capybara llama cool fact of the week. So if you tune in usually to Viva Peru, you know that we usually bring you a cool llama fact of the week.
One of my favorite parts of the show.
And DJ D-Rod and I talk about how hard it is to find cool llama facts. But lately, we've just been playing around and, looking in different places. And we wanted to combine a llama and a capybara cool fact because we love both animals. And I always say that JP is a little bit of a capybara. He's so friendly, so cute, and chill, very, very chill. So we found this one that says, in some sanctuaries and petting zoos around the world, llamas and capybaras have become unlikely besties. Despite their totally different habitats in the wild, llamas from the Andean mountains and capybaras from the tropical wetlands, they often bond in captivity because they're both social, gentle animals. Capybaras love to chill, and llamas are curious but calm, so they vibe surprisingly well together. And it's the ultimate chill squad. One's a mountain fluff, and the other is a marsh potato.
I love that.
Me too. Yeah. It is so cute. Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in. We have three more songs to play for you, but we actually we won't be able to tell you the titles of the songs right now because, again, they're a surprise. So if you are interested in knowing the titles of the songs, make sure that you check out our Viva Peru archive in the CITR website. You can find all of our past episodes, all of the songs that we played. Should we get started?
Yes. Before we go, can I just send a hi to all my friends and family that are listening to it? My mom, that I know that she was tuning in, so love you. And can't wait to see you next week. She's coming to Vancouver, so
Oh, huge shout out. Yeah, we love you, Ana Paula. We can't wait to have you here. And to everybody tuning in Bolivia, in Brazil, everywhere you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. There will be more Viva Peru for you in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned. And let us get started with some music here at Viva Peru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul. Thank you so much, JP, for being here.
Thank you for having me again.
Bye.
você me fez passar. Tantos dias sem entender, esperando por você, que não vai voltar. Dias atrás, pensava em você, não é assim mais. Olho pra trás, mas penso e sigo em frente, pra nunca mais viver assim. Tanto faz.
Ojitos de botón, que yo podría volarte la cabeza. Tú no escuchas con tus orejas de corcho la música que engendra mi saliva. Tú no sientes con tu corazón de hormiga que mi corazón es de carne molida por tu culpa. Y cada vez que me golpeas, ni te fijas que los moretones pintan un hermoso lienzo en mi piel blanca abandonada. Y yo no entiendo cómo tú, con esos ojos de botón y tus orejas de corcho, el corazón de licuadora y tu lengua al filetero, puedes tenerme así, empolvada y rota, hecha jirones debajo de la cama, con las piernas abiertas y el vestido levantado, la piel de porcelana y los labios de papel, toda enamorada, chorreándome las canas en las bragas. Y yo no entiendo por qué admito que me tengas así, si yo podría volarte la cabeza.
It's a blind eye.